Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you? It's Trina Mara. We are absolutely delighted to have the Irish skincare expert Ivana Breen back with us. And Ivana has a fabulous laser and skin clinic there. And we're going to talk today, Ivana, about the rise of the ageless 50s celebrity phenomenon. So we're seeing this all the time. People in Hollywood and actually even just the telly over here and in the UK, they don't seem to age. What's going on?
Oh, there's so much going on. And there's lots of them, you know, the likes of Kate Beckinsale and Tess Daly and Joe Wiley. They all look great for their age. And they're just, they're living life in a more consistent way, I'm going to say. So they're consistently watching their health. They're doing their skincare routines and they're exposed to better treatments. And, you know, we know so much more about the skin now and how it ages and what is good for the skin and how we can do it so that it's not invasive and we don't end up looking like a pillow, you know, by being over Botoxed or overfilled. So it's just modern day. We know so much more. And the whole longevity and biohacking space is becoming really more and more interesting as the days go on.
But you know what I couldn't believe there? Recently on your own Instagram, you posted up a video and it was like, this is what I thought I'd look like at my current age and this is what I actually look like. Ivana Breen is another one of these people who does not age at all. Is that a filter or is it makeup or what is it that you're doing? Because you just look, I'm not going to ask you how old you are, Ivana, but you're 3 decades doing beauty, so... Unless you were 2 when you started.
I'm 51. I have no problem saying that.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. And, you know, a lot of that is good genetics, but it is also good living as well. I eat well. I have a very good diet. I exercise regularly and I am consistent with my skincare. I have all the tricks of the trade at my fingertips and by God, I use them. I have my regular facials. I have my program for the year. So when I'm looking at the year ahead, I know that I'm going to do my 4 microneedling at the beginning of the year. Then I'm going to do some Profilo. Then I'm going to do some polynucleotides. Then I'm going to do some radio frequency. So I have my program set out for the year. I know exactly where I'm going with my skincare routine. I don't do Botox because just personally, I don't like it on me. I don't like how it looks on me and I don't like how it feels. I had it done once and I hated it. But it is, you know, when it comes to getting rid of lines, there's nothing like Botox. And when you go to somebody who really knows what they're doing, Botox can be very powerful at helping you to slow that aging process. And like that, I don't do fillers. Again, I had it done once. And I just decided it's not for me. Fillers are a different entity to Botox. There is more that can go wrong. You really need to be very careful who you choose to do your fillers for you. But for me, I'm happy to do it without doing, and I hate needles. That's the other thing about it. I'm not a fan of needles. So anything I can do, I'll do anything that doesn't involve needles.
So would you say then what we need to be doing is having a plan? So not just kind of going for a facial now and again when someone kind of gives you a voucher, but having a plan that on this date, like when you go and get your hair done, this date I'm getting it done, this date I'm getting it done. Now, is there a way of doing this for somebody who's conscious of their budget and spending a lot of money? Because, I mean, you could be there every week if you wanted to be getting treatments.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And it does add up, you know, and there's no two ways about it. So the best way to do it is go and have a consultation. Come in somewhere like us on Leeson Street and we'll sit down and we'll go through what we think you will benefit from because not everybody needs everything, you know. I mean, a lot of our clients would be in their 30s and not necessarily need to do all the anti-aging stuff. I mean, yes, there's preventative and yes, there are treatments that you should be doing to help stimulate collagen because from the age of 25 on, you're losing your collagen and you're losing about 1% of collagen production per annum. So what we want to do is we want to teach people how to, first of all, preserve that collagen that they have and then secondly, stimulate new collagen. So we would sit down with people in a consultation and go through what we think will benefit their skin personally, because everybody's different. People will need different things. And then we'll go through their home care and make sure they're using the right products for their skin type. And that in itself can make a huge difference. Like even by changing something as simple as the way you cleanse your skin, can make a massive difference to how your skin responds to your skincare. So it's about getting that personalized advice and create a program that's affordable for you and that you're happy, both in terms of time-wise and money, what you can do.
Ivana, what would cause a puffiness in the face? I have this puffiness all the time and I don't drink alcohol at all. So it has to be something else. Is it not drinking enough water, would you say, or something like that?
Drinking water is important, but often puffiness can be down to, it can be high salt intake, it can be not getting enough sleep. There's a couple of different reasons why somebody would...
I've hit the nail on the head, I should say. The sleep thing. Sure, I never get any sleep.
Oh my goodness. And sleep is so important when it comes to aging. Like, I talk about being consistent with something, that your sleep is the thing that will help your aging slow down the most. So have a good sleep hygiene routine. You know, the usual things of no coffee after 12. Be consistent with your getting up and going to bed times. Like, I'm up usually by sort of 5:30, 6 every morning. I'm in bed by 9:30, 9. And I really don't vary too much from that, unless there's an event or something like that. Mm. And I take my magnesium. I try not to eat within 2 to 3 hours before I go to bed. I try not to drink any liquids before I go to bed. So no water for, at least an hour before you go to bed, 2 hours if you can, because that means you're not having to get up in the middle of the night. So you're not being woken to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So all of these little things, and it's that, those little habits, again, consistency comes into it all the time. You build up that consistency, because sleep is everything. You need it to regenerate the skin. And we all know what we look like when we haven't had a good night's sleep, compared to the night's sleep.
For women then who are at that stage, there might be a perimenopause or menopause, does the skin change that time of life as well?
Massively. Yeah, it really does. Estrogen is responsible for so many different things, so many different functions in the body. And one of the things it does for the skin is it helps to stimulate our natural hyaluronic acid, which is what keeps our skin hydrated and plump. So as we go into menopause, you're losing that HA, and the skin becomes a lot drier. It becomes thinner and finer. So you're more vulnerable to sun damage at that point as well. So sunscreen becomes even more important. And just like that, having the regular facials to keep the skin hydrated, because a hydrated skin is a healthy skin. The more hydrated your skin is, the better it functions and the more radiant it will look. Mm. So yeah, menopause has a big impact on that.
Isn't it mad when you think of really elderly people in their 80s or even their 90s? And they have this flawless skin. And you're like, how have you gotten through life now without a wrinkle? I would love to know what their secret is.
Yeah, I mean, usually you'll find it's because if they're in their 80s or 90s now, they've lived in a different era. So the same stresses weren't around. They didn't have the same stresses that we have. They had a more simple diet. There wasn't as much sugar involved, with their foods. They were eating more whole foods back then, and probably not outdoors a huge amount. You know, anybody who has good skin will be somebody who hasn't spent a huge amount of time outdoors.
Well, there is Ivana Breen, and she has the fabulous Ivana Breen Skin and Laser Clinic. How can we book in for a consultation and to find out what treatments would be worth getting with yourself, Ivana, or one of your therapists there?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's www.ivanabreen.ie. So it's EAVANABREN. It's a hard one to remember. People spell Ivana lots of different ways. But yeah, you can go onto our website and you can book a consultation on our website, or you could find me on Instagram. I have my own page, and then there's the clinic's page. You can make an appointment on either one of those pages.
Yeah. And you want to see Ivana. I can't get over that you're actually 51. She looks about, I would say she looks about 30. Like, and I wouldn't go higher than 30. You make me sick, Ivana. Thanks, Emil. We'll talk to you
soon. Thank you very much.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.